I want to talk about another kind of misconduct in another forum. In January, the White House established a task force to protect students from sexual assault. Two schools in Maryland are facing complaints of mishandling sexual assaults on their campuses. The White House put forth some suggestions, but what do you think Maryland colleges and universities should be doing to protect students from sexual assault?
Well, in terms of sexual assault on our college campuses, it is now a national epidemic. And women are mad as hell, and we don't want to take it anymore, both for the students and those who advocate for the students, and good men feel the same way. So, one, I believe in openness and transparency of real data. In other words, if there's been sexual assaults on your campus, you need to be able to let people know the real facts about what it is. The second thing is that we need to be able to deal with the alcohol problem on campus and off campus, because wherever there, usually where there has been this type of violence, alcohol is usually involved. And I think we need to take a look at it. I'm working very closely with two wonderful senators, Claire McCaskill and Kristen Gillibrand, who want to work with the White House, where we develop specific solutions, both that the students can do, that school administrators can do, and that the larger community, like those that serve alcohol to college students, can participate in, and to see what we can do voluntarily through suggestions and recommendations, and then, if not, to get more muscular about it.
You have often taken on environmental issues as economic challenges for your constituents. What do you make of this recent White House report that predicts sea level rise and threats to fisheries in coastal areas because of global warming?
Well, you know, global warming is a very serious issue, and its impact on the Chesapeake Bay and the life here that we know it. It's not only an issue of, you know, the Arctic Circle or the Antarctic Circle or polar bears or glaciers in distant countries or distant states. If we continue at the rate that we are going, not only will sea levels rise, but the very chemistry of our ocean and our bay will change. It will have, first of all, a dramatic impact on shellfish. We're already fighting for our oysters and for our crabs. The other, if the projections continue, that by 2060, the very inner harbor could have, you know, water lapping up into the T. Rowe Price building, or the aquarium itself could have at least 3 feet of water in it. So we've got to take climate change seriously. The science does validate it, I believe we need to take continual action to control carbon emissions.
Where are you on the proposal to turn the LNG plant at Cove Point into an export facility?
I think we need to work the process, follow through on public hearings. I'm very frustrated that the Federal Energy Commission has not followed the request of Senator Cardin and myself. We've asked for more public hearings. People have a right to know, and they have a right to be heard.